Hi, this is Linda Rax with Our Life in the Trinity, and today I want to bring the sermon for October 16th, 2022. We'll be reading Luke 17, 11 through 19 in the New American Standard Bible. We'll have a prayer together, talk about the Word of God, what it is God wants to say to us today. Our communion, we'll take that together, and then we'll close with a benediction. So will you join me for prayer, please? Father, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the love you've shown for us in your Son Jesus and the gift of your Spirit. Heavenly Spirit, we pray that today we would see Jesus more clearly, and in seeing him, see the Father, and enable us to both hear and receive all that you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So our reading in Luke 17, 11 to 19, I'll read in the New American Standard Bible. While Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found to return to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Today I want to talk about the power of scars. And I'm thinking more in terms of Jesus' scars. But there is something to be said for the power of scars, the power they have to transport us back to past events, situations, circumstances, people. We can have physical scars on our body. I have a place on my hand. You know, when I was early on when I was married, I had made homemade bread and was cutting it with a large knife, and I cut myself instead. And my husband had come and rescue me, you know, and that always takes me back when I see that scar to when that happened. But we also carry around more emotional or psychological scars, or scars where people in our life who should have loved us well hurt us instead. Sometimes our scars are simply the need for forgiveness, wounds that haven't quite totally healed or partly healed. Sometimes scars can be painful. Well, the thing is whatever scars we have, we find Jesus holds within himself in the scars he bears from the crucifixion. I think it's interesting that in Revelation, we see that Jesus, as the ascended Son of God, Son of Man, chooses to bear our, in a way that it can be seen, the scars of our physical body, because he still carries our flesh. And the thing is, within his scars lies our redemption, our healing, our restoration. He carries with him, even now in glory, our own suffering, loss, trauma, grief, and all that has happened in our lives, all the things we carry around with us, he carries in his flesh. You know, in this story, the 10 lepers were ostracized from society by their leprosy. They were from different social, ethnic groups, economic classes, and yet the fact that they were isolated and rejected kind of united them in their social exclusion. And it doesn't seem to make sense, but in a sense, they were their own little group. They had crossed all barriers because of their disease, right? It's kind of interesting. But in the story, Jesus doesn't go and touch them, although he's done that with other lepers when they're considered unclean. He goes ahead and he touches them and he heals them in that way. But this time he didn't do that. This time he merely told them to do what the Old Testament scriptures said and go to the temple and show themselves to the priests. That's what you were supposed to do if you were healed of leprosy. And so the men went ahead and started on their way. They actually obeyed Jesus' command to go see the priests. And it was as they're walking along, as they're walking in obedience to Christ, that they began to be healed. They acted on faith in a sense, didn't they? They went and they began to act like they were healed, and they became healed. That's interesting. Well, in this story, only one of those 10 people realized what had happened, in the sense that he seemed to have come to an epiphany about who Jesus was. And so we see him glorifying God and running to Jesus, throwing himself at his feet and thanking Jesus profusely. And Jesus' remark is that he was a foreigner. He was a Samaritan. Of all the people that should have been doing that, who should have been doing that? Who should have recognized that Jesus was the Messiah? If there were any Jews among that group, they should have recognized that. But isn't that interesting that he, a Samaritan, recognized Jesus as the Messiah and returned glorifying God and thanking Jesus? Now, there's a side to the story I want to bring out that sometimes I think gets overlooked. And that is this. You know, like these 10 men from all walks of life, every human being has been caught and is included in the illness of our human flesh, the leprosy of evil, sin, and death. Evil, sin, and death cross all social barriers. We're all guilty before God, and we all live in isolation from one another, and we consider ourselves alienated from God, though we wouldn't be alive or have existence if it weren't for God. But you know, we are in that place like the lepers. Evil, sin, and death, that leprosy is afflicting and has afflicted every human being. But that is why Jesus came, God in human flesh. God in human flesh comes to take on our scars, to take on our leprosy even, to live our life and die or death and rise again. He is the living word, the word spoken to us, be healed. He rose from the grave, went to the Father, and sent the Spirit so that all of us could find healing and health and wholeness, because we have it now in Christ. Only God in human flesh, Jesus, is able to restore and heal us, and he has declared in himself all humanity is healed. All humanity is included in Christ, in his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, ascension. Now, what's interesting is only one leper in this story turns around, right, to Jesus. How many of us are willing to turn around and glorify God and thank Jesus for what he's done? How many of us do that very thing and experience the joy of right relationship with God and one another? Christ has done all that we needed so that we can live in right relationship with God and each other. He's healed us of our leprosy. He's restored us. And it hasn't required us getting everything right and following all the little rules, the jots and the tittles, because Jesus did all that in our place on our behalf. And not everyone sees that that's the case. Not everyone sees what Jesus has done. We want them to, so they can experience the same joy in right relationship with God and experience what it's like to live in right relationship with one another. Now, what's interesting is the leper in this story that ran back to Jesus for the rest of his life. Did he bear the marks of his leprosy, or did Jesus erase them all from his body? It'd be interesting to know what Jesus did. How, you know, did he simply just cover the skin over? Did he put the limbs back that were missing, the tip of his nose back? What was his life, the leper's life, like after he had healed? You know, he had a pretty tremendous testimony, didn't he? Now, he could have gone through life and never told anyone that he was ever a leper. Or he could have taken that scar in his life, those years of isolation and rejection, and given it as a testimony to the glory of what God has done, right? What Jesus did for him. When Jesus gives us new life, he doesn't always erase our old life. Sometimes we gotta work through the junk of our old life with Christ and deal with the scars. But if we offer them to Jesus, they become a testimony to God's love and grace and his faithfulness, that he's with us in the midst of it, that in spite of the things that were done to us or that we did to others, God loves us and he's forgiven and accepted. And he's renewing, restoring, transforming, healing. And the scars can be offered to Christ so that he can use them in the healing of others. Think about the scars some people bear from abuse as a child or in a relationship. And when they've been healed, there's something about someone who's been through that and is healed from it, who is able to speak deeply into the life of another person and help them out of their darkness as well. And as lepers helping other lepers in Christ, it becomes a beautiful thing. Offering our wounds and our scars to Jesus is scary. And sometimes we need the help of others. And sometimes in order to get to a place of healing, we need to get into relationship with the right people and leave the other unhealthy things behind. But Jesus has declared us healed. He says, begin to walk in it. Walk in that place of healing. And always remember to return to Christ with gratitude and give glory to God. Because our healing, that's where the source is. That's where we find our real life. And that is why we come weekly and we take communion together. We want to celebrate one more time We died with Christ. We rose with Christ. We share in his glory, both now and forever. Our life's in him. And we take the elements in celebration of that reality. Pray with me, please. Today, Lord, if there are any wounds, any griefs, any sorrows, any scars that we just can't seem to get comfortable with, Lord, we offer them to you today, Jesus. We thank you that you receive them. We thank you that you carry them within yourself. And in you, we have healing and wholeness and renewal. Grant us the grace to be restored, to be renewed, to be healed, and then to offer that in service to others, to let you speak through us, to work through us, to bring that those words of healing and health to others. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for restoring us. Thank you for your every good gift through Jesus our Lord. Amen. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus offers bread, says, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you." We want to thank Jesus for his broken body, for the scars he bears in our place on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. And we also want to appreciate that Jesus was willing to have his blood poured out for us. That he's willing to pour his life not only out for us on the cross, but he pours his life into us by the Spirit today. Oh, Jesus, your life for our life, we receive it. May the God of hope and peace fill your hearts with joy, so you always may rejoice in his presence through Jesus our Lord and by the Spirit. May God bless and keep you this week. Hope you have a good one. And we'd love to see you again here on Our Life in the Trinity. God bless you.